Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl. It's Ocean 100, 737. Good morning. School bus is out right now. Please pay attention for the flashing lights. Please and thank you. It's Darcy Campbell, Scott Chapman, and our next interesting Islander to join us on the airwaves, Mike Smith. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing really good, guys. Pleasure to be here. Excited to be here. It's already been fun, and looking forward to the next hour or so here.
All right, so we got the blurb. We'll call it a blurb.
Now, who helped you prepare this?
Who helped? It's my the director of communications in my life, my wife Jana, prepared this. Who doesn't have every all
exactly.
of a director of communications and management at home? So senior management of my household prepared this statement.
Wonderful. So we know you're from Hunter River.
I grew up in Hunter River.
Right. You're the son of harness racing legend Earl Smith.
Yes, very proud of
that. You have been a teacher on PEI for 25 years.
Yeah.
17 of those years at Stone Park, 15 as vice principal.
Yeah.
You love your job, too. You've been talking very highly of it when you came in.
A tremendous job. You know, there's never a dull moment with teenagers, 13, 14, and 15-year-olds, and we have 780-plus students there at Stone Park. 50 teachers, 60 staff, EAs, and support staff, and it's great. And it's great to go there every day, and 750 outstanding students there each day.
Well, my kids went through there. They were blessed to have you as a vice principal.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott. And you know what? Wonderful parent community. In school, it's a tripod. We have the educational staff, we have the students, and, of course, the home and school. I can't quite recall, Scott, if you were a strong member of the home and school and attended all the meetings. I do believe Helen. She gave your regrets in not attending those meetings. Helen was a regular there, but Scott can't attend tonight due to a previous occasion.
It was too late.
You were a huge supporter of bake sales and whatnot in your time as a parent at Stone Park.
Yes, I also remember Helen's going to hate me telling this story. But anyways, I remember supporting a school function. Well, Helen supported it by offering up all of my cassettes for sale.
Hold on. We may have those in the lost and found still. Was Kenny Rogers' Greatest Hits part of that one?
Yeah, I think so, I went looking one day for all my cassettes because this great technology came out where you could transfer them over to files, right? So I'm like, Helen, I can't find any of my cassettes. Anyways, the word came out later that they had been donated for a school function for a sale.
I do believe Honeymoon Suite's Greatest Hits was the top seller.
That would have been in there along with Lee Aaron.
Oh, my God. Metal Queen.
So aside from... Wow, Scott, you're interesting, too.
The curtain's being unveiled here at Scott this morning.
My goodness. Aside from the school and all of that stuff, people might know your voice from watching hockey because you've been involved with Eastlink for many, many years. You've been involved with the Canada Games this past year. Yeah. Big on the hockey.
Yeah, a little bit. Hockey's been really good to me, for sure. Much better to me maybe as a broadcaster than it was as a player, a goalie that's seen lots of pucks go by me in the day for sure. Still seen them go by me.
Oh, you played for the Leafs? I didn't know that.
Well, I played with teams that wore the Leafs colors. Proud Bluefield Bobcat alumni and a member. I'm proud to say this. Now, I got to put this little plug in. The last official high school hockey champion. I sound like Al Bundy, right?
Here on this I'm reading it. It's in your bio.
Well,
here.
That's the communications department on that one. I don't write that stuff. I just live it. But so, you know, 1988-89, the last champion, Bobcats. And there's a big reunion this weekend at the Eliyahu Wellness Center, also known as the Rustigo Rink, this weekend. The heroes of high school hockey. It's like old guys get together. So it's Bluefield alumni versus Colonel Gray and Charlottetown Rural. 7 o'clock Sunday night. My buddy Dale Gallant and Brian Dunn are organizing this. They'll be helpful.
I look forward to the release from your communications department.
Well, as long as we come out of that surviving and I'm able to walk away from that, that'll be a big moment for the legacy. But no, hockey's been good to me and the Eastlink stuff, doing Q games and CIS and Major Midget or U18 AAA. As it's now called, it's been real fun. We have a lot of fun with that, and I've been worked with Dan Robertson for a number of years, and Dan's the Winnipeg Jets guy now for sure. Chris Abbott, Kevin Northrup, Matt Beardsley's been around forever. Mm-hmm. He's a stellar piece of the Eastlink puzzle. So it's a lot of fun to bring that local and, you know, we get left out by Central Canadian sports shows, and it's really good with the crew that we have there to be able to bring East Coast sports, you know, to people's homes.
Fantastic. All right. Well, you're going to stick around, have some fun in here today. I think we're going to have a good time between now and 8:30. We just might. You'll help with the birthdays coming up next. Stand by.
Hey, this is Matt.
Master.ca or the venue box office.
All right, and Mike's going to help us out with the weather today.
All right, meteorologically, on the island today, the Ocean 100 weather. Today, mainly sunny, increasing cloudiness late this afternoon. Winds northwest 30 kilometers, gusting to 50. Hold on to your hats, kids. Becoming light this afternoon and a high of zero. Not quite tropical yet. But, hey, tonight, cloudy. If you're not done with winter yet, you're going to get your fill tonight. Snow beginning this evening. 2 to 4 centimeters going to pile up for us out there. You might have to get the shovels out tomorrow morning. Winds up to 15 kilometers, a low of -5. And Thursday, that would be tomorrow, the last day of the week for the children.
Yes,
in schools,
correct.
Right? And snow ending in the morning. I'm not calling any delays or cancellations. So everybody set your alarms to get up tomorrow. 30% chance of rain showers late in the afternoon. Wind becoming southeast, 20 kilometers an hour, gusting to 40 near noon, and a high of +4.
Unreal. What is it? It's -3 right now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, yeah. Scott. That was good. Thank you for your input. I don't mind you coming here. You're just what I need. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ocean 100 in the cars. Just what I needed. 7:50, and good morning to you. Welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware. We have another interesting Islander with us today, Mike Smith from the world of teaching and hockey, and just a well-known dude around Prince Edward Island, and knows Scott's kids very well, and they've been talking so complimentary of one another, and you've given him some pretty nice compliments today on his parenting.
Yeah, well, it's excellent. If you knew what his children were up to in life now, he should be very proud. He's done a tremendous job of what the kids have been up to there, for sure. And I like to mention my own kids, Brady and Dawson, that are there off to school driving today, that it's people like Scott and parents like Scott that we look to in the education system to be mentors and to work with us.
Well, I see. I would give most of the credit to Helen. The only thing I gave my kids was their foot speed. It was the only thing I gave my kids.
Well, hey, you need those talents sometimes. There's a lot of situations where, you know, your foot, your feet can serve you well. That's not foot in the mouth or anything.
No.
Okay, well, that's good with that one. But no, it's fantastic here this morning. We're having a lot of fun.
And you said of all the things that you do,
yes,
one of the favorite things is just going to the rink and playing the music and doing the announcing for your kids.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Well, the broadcast stuff we talked about in hockey, and I've been scouting in the Quebec League for 17 years now, 18 years now. But my favorite, and helping coach minor hockey in the Pownall area for a number of years, and coached university hockey as an assistant at UPEI for a few years, and helping out with my daughter's team, the Central Storm AAA U15 Black team, which just got a bronze medal at the Atlantic. So shout out to all those girls.
Well done.
But my favorite gig is working with that team is just playing some music between whistles and announcing the goals and the penalties, which I announced more of my daughter's penalties than goals this year, I think.
Yeah, there's no greater thrill than seeing the smile on the kids' faces as you announce their names for their big game, bring them out on the ice.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and we like to have we want the parents and the moms mainly having a good time in the stands, reliving the music from their childhood days and their teenage years, too. So it's a lot of fun to pump things up and have a good mix with all those folks.
All right, well, let's get into the birthdays. You're going to help us out with that today. Don't forget, we're giving away a couple of Confederation Bridge passes tomorrow morning, of course. Our Friday is tomorrow because of Good Friday and the day off. Belated birthday wishes to Melanie Taylor today, who works at the QEH, from Danny and Poppy Darren. Ruth Mills is 65, from daughters and grandchildren. Have a great day, Ruth. Alex Zakum is 17 today, from Mom, Dad, Kate, and Matthew. Jonah Gallant, happy 10th birthday from Mom, Dad, Eliana, Charlie, Aster, and Merrim. Emma King, who goes to Charlottetown Rural. You said you knew that name, Mike.
She used to go to Stone Park. Her brother goes to Stone Park currently. I know Emma, great kid, wonderful student, tremendous athlete, gymnast, softball player.
Look at that. Awesome. 16. Happy 16th birthday today, Emma, from Mom, Dad, Landon, Griffin, and Opal the dog. Julie Baldwin, happy 40th from David, Taya, Elliot, and Porter. Jason Simmons, a happy birthday from Mom in Freetown. 41st birthday today, if you want to pick her up, Mike.
Well, just we're wondering if that's Jason Simmons, the infamous sports reporter, or famous sports reporter on PEI, for sure, on that one. And also, how about Alexander Wolf from Mom, Dad, Standard Poodle, Katie, Dad. Oh, Dad, Standard Poodle? Oh, okay. Katie and grandmother, Mom. In Charlottetown, the Big 13. She's a teenager today, so welcome to the world of teenagers. We know all about that, eh, Scott?
Yeah, we do.
There's fun years to come there. All right, and Gary Dillon, happy 33rd birthday from Hattie, Mason, and all the rest of your family. That's out in Emmyvale, 33 today. Arnold Blackier, love your wife, Norma, and Summerside on that one. And then we got another one, Jason Simmons, back at us again from Mom, Jacob, Molly, Jarrett, Brett, and Annie in Freetown. 41 today, then Charlie O'Keefe, a very happy 9th birthday to Charlie. Love you always from Nana and Papa, and I hope you have a fantastic day, Charlie. That's over in God's country, Stratford, right, Scott? 9 years old today. And then Owen Costain, a.k.a. Grumpy. Well, that's a popular nickname. I get that one at home, too, sometimes. St. Lawrence, 79 years young today. And then Hannah Creswell, West Royalty 9. And if we need to guess some names, we don't get those in. I have a person, one of our admin assistants at Stone Park. She's a certified age guesser in that one. I ask her when we announce them every day at school. She is certified. Years of training with the Bill Lynch shows where she used to guess ages and weights at that. So we employ her skills there all the time.
Who is she?
Well, if I say her name, I will get in trouble on the air. I will not be welcome.
Yeah, but that doesn't affect us.
Well,
it just affects you.
Well, I have to deal with her. But hey, anyway, if you, I don't know, Teresa Glant, if she's, you need some employable skills, she's looking at towards the end of her career in the school system right now. She might pull those Bill Lynch show qualities of gauging guessing ages into effect.
She's Teresa Glant.
Okay. Teresa Glant. Yeah, Teresa.
Okay. To celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime to submit your announcement.
It's Maxine Nightingale, right back where we started. And this is all you, Mike.
This is me. This is, people may recognize this as the victory song for the U-15 Central Storm this year, or from the movie Slapshot, maybe the best sports movie ever.
I'm sure the 15-year-old girls know exactly the origin of this song. Have you explained to them the Slapshot side of things?
Or? No, we've yet to release that picture into the. There are video sessions in today's game. There's a lot of video sessions breaking down the game. We've yet to introduce Slapshot to the teenage girls element of that one.
We'll have more with Mike Smith coming up. Scott has your news next.
Ocean 100 News.
Sunny with some clouds moving in late today, a high of 0. Good morning, I'm Scott Chapman. This newscast, chance of showers late in the afternoon, a high of 4. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right, thank you very much, Scott. Probably a bad time to tell both of you guys that we're going to do the water cooler after stocking a couple pastries in your mouths there. Sorry about that. A
couple of pastries, yes.
You want me to be quiet? I'll be fine. Here you go. Have one of these.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
All right. 75%. I'm interested to hear your take on this, Mike. I'm very interested. Yeah. 75% of women do this every single day. Only 50% of men do it every single day.
Okay. If I answer this, what are the chances of me being invited back to this show on again?
Well, I always say you can say it once.
That's true. You can make one statement in a short-lived radio career. Although this is not my first stint on radio. I did do the sports on CBC in 1981 when I was in grade 5. Our teacher
grade 5.
Larry Wisninski. You know Larry? Yes. Sports radio. He was my teacher at Central Queens, and we used to do radio programs, the show, and he had an in at CBC. And I did the sports in CBC when I was 10 years old. And that one. And then at university at CIMN, right? Everyone know what that is?
No, yeah,
no
one
does. UPEI. Yeah. I did 2 years there. And that was always a lot of fun. I don't think maybe 6 people listened during my 2 years there on that one. Peter McPhee, who's now in the race day program at Red Shores.
Peter, yes.
And I did a sports rock and talk show on that one. So
look how far you've come.
I know. I've made the big time. I'm with you guys today. It's great. So I don't know. Do I? There's so many possibilities in this water cooler question. What's the question again, Darcy?
Okay. I know someone that's very scared right now. 75% of women do this every single day, while only 50% of men do it.
brush their hair with their left hand or their right hand?
Does that Scott, like, can you change hands when you brush your hair?
I don't need to brush my hair. It's trained with 35 years experience.
Yeah, it hasn't been an issue for me for a few years. I'm going with the wide part now for about the last 10
years.
The wide part, the really wide part down the middle. Yes,
yeah.
Right down the middle. Just like my hockey game, like a good team, right down the middle.
They used to have, I know I did, the feather style.
Oh, man. Back, part down the middle. Back in the, we talked about high school days earlier. Yeah, we spent a lot of time feathering that. The wings, yeah.
I've heard Helen say, in your younger days, you were quite pretty. I've heard her say.
With the cowboy boots and the brown leather jacket and the feathered wings. Yep.
So maybe we can get to the answer of the water cooler question here. 75% of women do this every single day. Only 50% of men do it. Make the bed.
Make the bed.
Just roll out of bed and let her go.
Well, it's really good when you're allowed to sleep in the bed that you're able to get up and make it the next day sometimes.
Sometimes
too.
We have to make the couch. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the B-52's Love Shack, 813 at Ocean 100, chatting with another interesting islander this morning. He chuckles every time I say it, though. It's Mike Smith. You're the vice principal at Stone Park. Yes. You have legendary hockey roots, legendary harness racing roots as well, and you're getting texts from all kinds of people this morning just saying how great a job you're doing. Eh?
Well, I think Teresa Glantz got a text to me that was a little stern. Our resident guesser of ages with all her Bill Lynch shows experience back in that one. Yes, the text in, my old buddy Jamie Blanchard, his daughter Madison, 27 today. Happy birthday, Madison, on that one. So a lot of people know Jamie, of course, from legendary hockey status.
Yeah. We've talked a lot about hockey, but obviously harness racing, very dear to your soul as well.
Yeah, I grew up around the track a lot with my father, Earl, for sure, a lot of time. And we talk about great communities in PEI. There's a great community out there around the Red Shores and the CDP, a lot of wonderful people. And, you know, harness racing, one of those old sports that maybe is fading, like a lot of sports we've seen in our generation, but one of those where it's so popular in PEI and still one of the hotbeds in all of North America for harness racing, and it has such respect level around the world. So it's going to be coming soon back in May to Red Shores.
That's right. Maybe just give us some background on your family's involvement in harness racing.
Yeah, well, my father, Earl, and well, it goes back three generations. I could spend a whole show just talking about that and the history in Harbor River. They were blacksmiths and the old forges, and it started with my great-grandfather, William, and right where kind of the Irving is in Hunter River, when you go through, that used to be the Smith Forge in Hunter River right there. All your blacksmithing needs could be met right there for sure. And then my grandfather, Alan, had some horses on the side. And the Bernard family, Bernard, you get Bernard, but it's Bernard when you're Hunter River. It's the Bernards. And the connection to my grandmother, Wanda, 94, who's still out in Hunter River in the homeland living there for sure. And you know, Emmett and Jack and those guys. And it's just been generations. And my dad got involved when he was 18. And he was at it until he passed away last July for sure. Still at 73 as a trainer and driver. And a lot of champions, and we're very proud for what Dad accomplished, and we were proud. And just prior to his passing, he was aware he was going to be in the Sports Hall of Fame. He knew all about that. He was planning that, and was really excited. Dad was a pretty humble guy. He didn't say much, but he was really excited to be among PEI sporting best. So it's well deserved. Thanks, Scott, and it's something that I kind of thought for years he kind of belonged there. And I talked with our colleague Dave Holland about, you know, where that would fit in the process, and we worked on that. Another Hall of Famer, Dave Holland, and talking about broadcasting there, and a great guy. But no, it was really good, and it's good before Dad's sudden passing that he knew all that and he was happy with all that, and it was really good.
Awesome. We're going to continue chatting with Mike as we continue towards 8:30. I don't know. We may even keep you later today. We'll make you late for school.
Give me a late slip.
I will do that.
I don't know if Teresa's going to open the door for me when I go there, though.
Teresa seems like she might be a little angry at you. We'll have to
wait in the parking
that.
Lot for you, I think.
Have to save you some Timbits. All right, Mike, fire it up.
Okay, the Ocean 100 weather today, mainly sunny, increasing cloudiness late this afternoon, wind northwest 30 kilometers, gust to 50. Ooh, that's going to get a little cool out there. Becoming lighter this afternoon and a high of zero. Maybe sunscreen weather, a little bit. I don't have the UV ratings on that one today. But tonight, it's going to cloud over. Snow is going to begin this evening. Winter is not done with us yet, children. And amounts 2 to 4 centimeters, not piling up too much. Might have to get the Scoop put away, Scott? Is a scoop away or anything?
A scoop's there blowing in the wind.
In the neighbor's yard, yeah. Is it at this point? So winds will be up to 15, a low of minus 5. So maybe get a jacket on, bundle up there tonight. Thursday, snow ending in the morning. I know a lot of people wonder, what about school? I think school's good. They got it under control now. Cloudy, 30% chance of showers late in the afternoon. Winds from the southwest. Ah, the southwest winds. Gusting near 40 and a high of a steamy plus 4.
Such an animated weather forecast. I love it. Bob Marley, Ocean. This is Bob Marley and the Wailers. One love. People, get ready. It's Ocean 100, 823 right now. And Mike Smith has been joining us here this morning. And this has been a lot of fun. Scott Chapman has not laughed this much in a long time.
Well, I'm glad to be able to give people a laugh and entertain. That's what I try to do. And the Wailers. I used to play for a beer league team called the Wailers. But now I'm a proud member. 10 years. The Silverbacks. All my buddies, the Silverbacks. Got a couple of texts. They're listening in here this morning. So the Silverbacks. Probably, we're not relegated to D7 Beer League or anything like that. We're still hovering in the D2. We're hanging around.
Oh, nice.
We're trying to get back to championship form. Off-season training has started at a pub near you anytime soon.
For the are you the sniper or what?
I'm the goalie.
You're the goalie.
I haven't
gone out to play forward.
Well, I'm waiting to be told by the GM that it's time for you to go out or be the stopper on the bench. Stop having the D run into the forwards, be in between them and sit in the bench. You know what? Haven't been told I'm a backup goalie in beer league yet. When that day comes, I don't know, it'll be time to hang up the pads.
Superstar goalie. Okay. Superstar goalie.
Far from it.
Superstar goalie coach. Let's talk about some of the Team Canada teams you were a part of.
Yeah, I've been fortunate. Like I said, I started with Jamie Blanchard back in 1989 when Jamie started his schools at UPEI, 6 a.m. on a Sunday morning. I think we had a sponsorship from Tic Tacs or some kind of gum company then at 6 a.m. at the old UPEI rink.
Yes.
One of the warmer facilities in Island Hockey history.
Warmest, really.
And just been lucky to work with a lot of teams at the midget level and Canada Games and had an opportunity with Hockey Canada a few times to be at some under-17 world championships in 04 and 08. Worked with some great goalies, and then was really fortunate to go to work with Hockey Canada at four of their national camps in 06 and 07 and 15 and 16, and, you know, meet goalies and be on the ice with goalies like Carey Price when they're teenagers and Jonathan Bernier and Sam Montembeau and Carter Hart, Mackenzie Blackwood.
Wow.
And Matt Welsh, before he played with the Islanders, he was there. And it's great. You're a goalie, you're having fun, you're on the ice with some of the best, and like I say, hockey's been really good to me. I went to Harvard on hockey. Went to Harvard for a weekend to coach in Harvard. So that's when I tell people I went to Harvard. That's why I was there coaching for a weekend. So, and that was with UPI. But it's just, I've been in every province in this country because of hockey and traveled in the U.S. And hockey's been really, really good. And I've been fortunate to be part of those Hockey Canada and meet some players and legends like, when I was at one of those camps, I was a week in Calgary, and my roommate for the week was Billy Ranford. That's my roommate, and it was just like you had a cousin you hadn't seen, and Billy has Summerside roots. He played U18/midget hockey in Summerside when his dad was at CFB, and he was Billy would say he was the backup to Floyd Bernard at his time in Summerside, and ends up being a Conn Smythe winner and champion. And it was just amazing to have those experiences. And the game's been really good to me. And still do a little goalie work now with the team. Still doing that, not on the big stage of things, but trying to help the youngsters around here.
Well, you're a terrific member of the community, terrific member of the school system, the sports world, and you're a funny guy to boot, a great broadcaster too, and we were very lucky to have you on the show today.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. My senior manager of communications and the home front has told me to speed it up on the weather forecast. No one wants commentary.
Is that the same person that I send the bill for that nice thing that I just said there?
Yeah, maybe I can send
the bill to her. Yeah.
I'm going to say we have a new applicant for communications director out of our household, maybe, in Darcy Campbell.
We are going to help out with the announcements at Stone Park this morning. That's our next big thing coming up after the news.
Well, I'm hoping so. Unless Teresa's still not speaking to me. I hope she's still emailing me. I'm not sure if she's speaking to me, but hopefully she's still emailing me those morning announcements, and it'll be a big highlight for everyone in the cozy confines of Stone Park today.
Think of Scott and I, Teresa, please.
Two nights.